You don't like me, and I don't like you. But let's just do this, and I can get back to killing you with beer.
I don't think that's a very good message to be sending out to people.
No, not really.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
The radiothon is over, but the bidding is not, and the phone lines are still open. And if there's anything that wasn't closed out that you still want to bid on, you certainly can. We will give the numbers several times in the next 3 hours, and then we're going to talk about what it is we'd love for you to make a donation for regarding this show. It's not a bidding situation, it's donations. And by the end of this show, we'll tell you who won the drawing, and we'll get into all that later. The number to call for any of the stuff you heard previously that you're still interested in, or anything you saw online, is 314-982-2992. That's 314-982-2992. Now, I have a guy on the phone that says nothing to do with the Nestle Purina Radiothon or St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. This has to do with guns, and when you say the word gun or guns, there are people who freak out. Not me. I get excited because I like to dig and find the stories that the mainstream media doesn't like to share with you about law-abiding citizens who keep a situation that's bad from getting even worse. And there is a huge gun auction. It's coming up this Saturday, and the reason I'm going to talk about it is because the guy on the phone is Jim Reese, who owns Pistols Plus. Jim, are you there? How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you doing today?
Yeah, you're tired, aren't you?
No, we've been putting in overtime.
So here's the deal. In the parking lot at Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, and I've actually already gotten an email from people who said they're going there just for this auction. They have no other reason to go to the lake this weekend. They normally wouldn't be going. They don't have a boat. They don't have a place, but they're going to go to this thing. This is a consignment auction, and people who have guns they want to sell need to get them to you by the close of business tomorrow at the very latest. So is that correct?
That's correct. They've been flooding in for 3 weeks now, and we've kind of put the sale off till we could actually have enough to justify another monster sale.
We added
it to our bow auction that we are going to have, and we're just strictly overstocked on bows. We just have way too many bows, so we said, hey, you know what we're going to do? Instead of having a bow-out sale, we're going to have an auction, and we're going to mate it up with a gun auction. So what better auction could you have to have a bow and a gun auction?
Yeah, now,
doing a bow and then a gun. And it is going to be a grand slam.
Now, I know that the Labor Day you're celebrating 20 years. Pistols Plus has been around for 20 years. And I love this store. I've been going in this store for the better part of that 20 years. And I get emails from people who go to the lake, and they go, I have no idea, because from the road you really cannot tell how magnificent the store is inside. But Saturday, for people who aren't selling guns, who aren't going to get there till late Friday, anybody is welcome to come to this auction in the parking lot on Saturday who is interested in a gun or interested in a bow, and in many cases, new in the box, brand new bows by the big names. And I'm not a bow guy, but I know like Hoyt and Elite and, you know, those are big names.
Yeah. We've got Prime. There is a few used Matthews that we have, demos, so forth, and a lot of these haven't even ever been taken out of the box.
All right, let me ask you, how many guns do you think you will auction Saturday?
Well, right now I think we're 75, and before tomorrow ends, it'll be over 100. And it should be very close on the same on bows. But we even have some consignment bows coming in, people that, you know, want to upgrade to a new model or whatever. And I say, what's better way is to put it out there and get what the market value will bring of it.
All right, so these are bows. These are also rifles, shotguns, handguns. Just give me a rough idea. Somebody asked me, said, will they be able to make the paperwork done there and transfer of ownership? And the answer is yes. They can make a legal purchase right there.
And we'll be set up doing a 73, so it'll be just like purchasing from a store, only that hopefully there'll be some very good deals going. And people are going to see guns that myself in the gun business I haven't seen in 15, 20 years.
All right.
There's a Smith collection that came in that's out of this world.
All right, which
and you know, Frank, how I like Smiths.
I know, which brings me to my last question, and that's this. Give me, because you've seen every gun that's going to be auctioned. You've checked them out. You've looked them over. Give me a rough idea what you think the price range will be. Guns will go from this price all the way up to about this price. What would you think that range
is? I'm going to say there'll probably be a gun go for less than $100. We've seen some, and they're not junk. They're just inexpensive guns. And top end, we've got some $3,000-$4,000 guns that are premium.
Okay.
You know, some, and then for the gun guys out there, you know, like a Model 42 Winchester 410, you know, how often do they see those? In excellent condition.
All right. This is going to be fun. I hope I can even get close when I get there Saturday. And I know that, look, you had a great year this year. Your business is on the fire. You're looking toward a wonderful 2016. And congratulations on 20 years. And I will be somewhere a little bald head in the crowd in the parking lot hopefully trying to get my hand up for maybe at least one thing. So we will see you Saturday, okay?
Well, if you don't know how to bid, I'll show you how you do that.
Hey, what time? Give me the time Saturday.
10:30 in the morning. Starts promptly.
Good, because I don't get up early. That's perfect.
Yeah.
All right, Jim.
10:30 we'll start. We'll have probably officers for crowd control out on the street. They're welcome to park across the street at the Staples parking lot and behind RE/MAX. There'll be plenty of parking. There will probably be some refreshments.
That out. All right. We had to clip out one thing Jim said, and not because he said anything wrong. He just mentioned a name that I don't want to mention over the air, and it's a commercial establishment that I didn't want to mention. But other than that, listen, have a great – you're going to have a great Saturday. I'll see you there, okay?
Thank you, Frank. Have a good day.
All right, Jim. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Jim Reese, he and his wife own Pistols Plus, Lake of the Ozarks. And I know that to non-gun people, but to gun people on auction, it's like crack to – it's sort of like these garage sale people, if they hear there's a – we found one we didn't know about next Wednesday morning. They can't get there fast enough. Gun people are the same way with auctions. And there are, Farmer Dave will tell you, there are people that are that way about farm auctions. They go to every farm. I went to one because I took one of my sons years ago because I'd never been to a farm auction. Have you ever done this?
No.
It is a hoot because they hold up things. I don't know what they are. They're farm implements.
You're talking about farm equipment? I've been to a couple animal auctions where they're
It was actually somebody's farm, and they're at auctioning everything at the house. So they'd hold up a toolbox, a hammer.
It's almost like an estate sale, but it's just a farm.
But I'm not kidding. They held up a hammer. Just a hammer with a wooden handle. It went for a quarter or something.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and go, and over here, and it's some big machine combine thing. So, I mean, it was everything from a hammer to a sophisticated tractor. I thoroughly enjoyed it because apparently the one I went to, somebody must have died, and nobody, if there was a family,
wanted anything.
Not even the they had silverware. They go, okay, here's the silverware from the kitchen. They had a hammer. They had, I'm trying to think.
I want to go to an estate sale once. I've never been to one, but they're kind of like that.
You want to go to one of the wealthy ones or just like a regular?
I don't know. I don't know which would be better.
Because I don't think they have estate sales for regular people, do they?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because, see, I always think of an estate sale as and the Vanderhurst family.
No, I think.
Were killed in their private jet.
It's another case where usually an elderly parent or something dies and the family just doesn't
want
to mess with it. So they just open up and everything goes.
And you know what's interesting, too? Anything anybody leaves is considered their estate.
Right.
And when I was a kid, to me, an estate meant, ooh, we just drove by the vendor.
That's what I always thought.
And then you hear estate planning, and that can mean, well, your grandmother left $400 in her estate. Well, that's an estate, I guess, so. We welcome you to the show. The numbers, again, if you want to bid on it. And we're going to go over our item. Ours is a little bit different. It's not a bidding war. It's a donation of $300. And by the end of this show, it'll be too late, and we'll announce who the winner is. So you need to jump on this. And the short version of it is this. It is, and I don't want to leave anything out here. So let me get the little list and make sure I get it right. This is for just AM and the PM people, for the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, part of the Nestle Purina Radiothon, even though the Radiothon is over. So here's what you get, and pay close attention, and I'm going to give you the number again, because I doubt that most of you at this point can get to a computer to go online and make the donation. And if you do it by phone, they're sitting right there, and you'll get the credit for it, you'll get in the drawing, and you won't be overlooked. If you call 314-982-2992, and I'll give you the number again in a minute, and donate $300, you will get, this is not a drawing, you will actually automatically get four tickets to a Cardinals baseball game, and you'll get four tickets to a Blues preseason game. Now, I'm not going to go over the dates, because I think that all this is way too confusing. I listened earlier today, and I started to get a headache at times, because it was too much stuff being thrown around. So we're going to make this simple. Eight tickets, four baseball, four Blues preseason, for your $300 donation. But wait, there's more, as they say on television. You also will be in a drawing that's going to be held in just a couple of hours. And whatever name is picked out of that drawing, that person and a companion, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever, will go to dinner at a date that is to be determined based on your schedule. We'll make it work. At Annie Gunn's with me and my wife. And it'll be a really nice dinner because they don't have any other kind of dinners at Annie Gunn's. And Mr. Sainert, the owner, is going to pick out a really nice bottle of wine or two. But wait, there's more. In addition to the dinner with me and my wife, you will get, if you're the winner of that drawing, one night Archview accommodations at the beautiful Four Seasons Hotel, and each one of you will get your choice of either a 50-minute pressure massage. Is that the happy ending kind?
I don't know.
Or a European facial. Now, that's going to be, and a lot of times they do that, and they go, not weekends, weeknights only. Nope, the Four Seasons says any night you want. You want a weekend, you want a weeknight, it's up to you. So you could break this up into two great nights, or you could bundle it all into one big night if you really want to score with her or him. We go to dinner at Annie Gunn's, we part company, you head for the Four Seasons, and bada boom, bada bing, you know? Or I would break it into two, make it two special occasions. So the number, again, 314-982-2992. What I would love to do is embarrass the other shows by bringing in more money. Now, here's the other thing you need to know. When you sit there and think, well, I'd like to do it. I don't know if I'm going to do it or not. Should we do it? The next thing you know, 2 hours goes by, and it's over, and it's too late. And then you realize that the drawing consisted of only 15 people, and you'd have had a pretty good chance of winning. And I think that's about where we are right now, because we didn't really mention it till yesterday. So I think we got about 15 people or so in for $300. For goodness sakes, for $300 you get the eight tickets, and you got a lot better chance than most drawings that you buy tickets for. So help us out here if you would. 314-982-2992. We're going to take a break. Do we have Mr. Londoff on the phone?
Not yet.
All right, we're going to get him on the phone. Oh, by the way, while he gets him on the phone, let's please welcome, where did Dan go today? I don't even remember.
His daughter?
Mizzou,
that he never talks about, Alyssa.
Cape Girardeau.
He's a daughter?
Yes, he has a daughter. It was moving day. She's moving down to
college?
College, yes.
Filling in for Dan Strauss, the one, the only, Tim Weiland.
Yeah.
Hello,
always
everybody.
Always a pleasure to have Tim here. And we're going to see if Tim is able to do one of Dan's many difficult tasks is getting John Londoff on the phone.
Right.
Not just anybody could do that.
No.
So we're going to find out.
To handle that call with care.
Yeah, he's already doing a pretty good job replacing Dan because I hear him having a personal conversation with John. Well, he's supposed to be just putting him immediately on hold. Let's just wait till he's finished speaking with John and chit-chatting. Anytime. Yeah, anytime. Yeah, he's got damn.
Well, he probably
he wants me to make you wait like you made him wait yesterday.
Oh, you know what? You know what?
No, he's still carrying.
Did you tell him we're on a tight leash? Did you tell him on a short leash today because of this radiothon thing?
All right, well, he hears it, so he's on now.
I'll tell him myself. John, how are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Why did you raise your voice like that?
Well, I just want to make sure you know that I'm in a great mood today, Frank.
Well, how could you not be? If anybody walks outside, I don't care how bad a mood you were in, you step outside for 10 minutes, you have to be in a good mood. This is the most incredible weather. We don't get a lot of it, but wow, what a nice day.
This is unbelievable for August 20th. What time in the morning do you get up, and what was the first time that you stepped outside today?
I actually didn't step out. Well, I stepped outside once at about, I want to say, 8:30. This morning, very briefly, and then I went out a couple hours ago and took my time outside polishing chrome wheels, one of my favorite things to do. I'm not kidding. Uh-huh. It is. I love to polish chrome wheels.
So polishing chrome wheels kind of trips your trigger, huh?
It does, because they look so much better. When I see people with cars with chrome wheels and you can't even tell they're chrome because they're so dirty, people like, oh, I don't know, peon. I almost want to roll the rim down and just say, polish your wheels for
goodness sake. I would have never had chrome wheels in a car.
It's a little maintenance involved in chrome.
Would you consider polishing Ian's wheels?
No, because I don't think they're polishable. He buys the cheapest plastic wheels you can buy. What are your wheel covers? Plastic or some kind of plastic?
Yes, they are plastic.
Yeah, they don't need polish.
Ian, come up here to Johnny Lineup Chevrolet, and we'll do a free detail on your vehicle, buddy.
You'll be sorry. You'll be sorry.
Oh, so when I asked you what time you got up in the morning and went outside, what about asking me?
I don't have to because I know you get up at like 5 o'clock and you're running.
To go run.
I don't have to.
I was up at about 5:45 and out running about 6:45.
Yeah.
It was cold this morning. It was like chilly. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Normally
when you run this time of year, I mean, you can cut the humidity with your hands. And it's for an old guy like me, I mean, it's hard to run. And you're just, I mean, you just get, it's just... This time of year so hot, but today was absolutely, it's still gorgeous. It's unbelievable.
If I ran, I would have enjoyed running this morning, but I don't enjoy running, and I don't enjoy getting up when you get up. For 15 years, I got up at 4:30. 4:30, Monday through Friday, every 4:30, 15 years. And when I started it, the guy I worked with said, well, you'll get used to it. You'll actually really get used to it. He was wrong. I never got used to it. And the day that I no longer had to do it, I slept like a baby till 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock because some people say that if you do that enough, you'll automatically pop up early. No, not me. I do not like to get up early. But when you do, you're glad you did because it's just crisp and it's sort of, there's something about if you can make yourself do it. I get it. But
This is like an October morning.
No, it is.
An August morning.
Yeah, it is.
No, it was just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, Blackwater Jack, my hunting dog, he's really confused. It's nice and cool and he's running around. He looks up at the trees. He goes, hey, John, when are the trees going to turn color?
Whoa. That was a Blackwater Jack impression.
Wow,
I don't know if I had ever heard that before.
Wow, you hear my dog.
I don't want to tell people that my dog talks to me, but only to me. He won't talk to you, but only to me. And I shouldn't have said that. Now people are going to want to call him, want to come up here and see Jack. And you've seen him on the TV commercials probably. But yeah, he'll have an autograph signing session here this Saturday, I think. But it's gorgeous weather, and it's gorgeous weather to come out to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet and buy a new car, new truck, or a premium vehicle. Don't you agree, Frank?
I couldn't. Well, I must agree. I bought two last week.
You're multitasking. What are you doing? You're reading something else.
I'm not reading a thing. I'm not reading anything. I don't read when I sit here. I just talk.
Do you?
Yep.
You don't read anything?
No, I got the shiniest wheels in town today, I'll tell you that. Nobody's wheels are shining brighter than mine right now. I actually took some chrome polish to them. Not just wiped them, but I chrome polished them. And I've always enjoyed washing a car. When I was a kid, I would beg my dad to let me wash his car, get a bucket of soapy water and a rag. Man, I loved washing a car. Pian, you relate, don't you?
Absolutely.
Of course you don't.
Yeah.
I've probably washed thousands of cars in my life. I used to have to get a ladder. You know, when the cars were so big, I was not, when I was 12 and 13, I had to get a small wooden ladder that was probably had been at the dealership for 20 years, pretty rickety and whatnot. But that's how I used to wipe the rooftops off of pickup trucks and our, the big full-size cars, the big, Caprices and Impalas.
I'll tell you what wasn't fun to watch was the conversion vans. When we went through our conversion van phase, good luck. you had to either use the ladder on the back or get another ladder to get up and wash the top of it, because you're not going to get up there by any other way. They were tall.
Yep.
So what are you selling the most of, and what do you need to sell?
Well, we need to sell a bunch of Chevy Cruises. They're hotter than a firecracker. Price as low as $15,900 here at Jenny Londoff's. You're going to get everything is online at Londoff.com. LONDOFF.com. And the pricing, I've been looking online. I'm thinking we're crazy. Seriously. I don't know what kind of an award Chevy's going to give me, but we're gunning for over 200 new cars and trucks for this month, and we're right on our way, man. We're right on our way. We need to be, because we have over 800 new cars and new trucks in inventory, and guess what? Yeah, there's more coming. The more you sell, the more they give you, and it's cool. It's a fun game to play, and we get to order the cars and trucks every other week. And, years and years ago, everybody would special order their car.
Yeah.
Now, they've limited just how many packages you have. So a lot of the cars, there's very limited additional equipment you can get on an LS or an LT or an LT2 or an LTZ. But it's just a fun game we play, and we love taking care of your great AM and the PM listeners.
I ordered a car in 1974 from a dealer in the St. Louis area, and I ordered it specifically with no radio. And you used to be able to do that. I said, I don't want a radio, because I wanted to take it to National Auto Sound and have an Alpine, Tim Weiland know what I'm talking about, CMC Stereo, National Auto Sound, and have a better radio put in it. And that's exactly what I did. It came in, I went to the dealer. And by the way, there's something weird about getting in a car, and you look at the dash, there's no radio in the dash. It's just weird. I couldn't get fast enough to National Auto Sound. And man, they put a radio in there. I remember just sitting out in the driveway, just sitting in the car, listening to the radio. It sounded so great.
8-track?
No 8-track. It had a cassette player. It had a cassette player.
In 74, huh?
74?
Yes. And built in sure. Front and back speakers. Front wow. and back, buddy. You wow. could fade them forward or back.
Yeah. And quad sound.
Yeah, and if you and in the late 60s, early 70s, I've talked about this before, the coolest guys had a reverb in their car and a back speaker, and all reverb was echo, so it sounded like your Kiel Auditorium.
Right.
Well, that's all it was just an echo chamber. Yeah. But yeah, that was...
You're really a smart guy.
No, I'm not. Any radio in any car now is far better.
You're talking about reverb and,
when
you order the car
old.
In 1974.
It's just old.
It's a long time ago, Frank.
It's not smart. It's just being old. If you're old enough, you can talk about things.
But you get the 2016s coming out pretty soon. So, what do we need to sell? Cruises. We need to sell Chevys. Just a lot of new cars, a lot of new trucks, and I just cannot believe that a week and a half from now, we're into, September. Wow.
Yeah, don't start. Because when you get into September, then you say, well, in 7 weeks, it'll be Thanksgiving. And that's where we are. We're about 9 weeks from Thanksgiving.
So enjoy these beautiful days. Enjoy this unbelievable weather. Please come to beautiful Florence, Missouri. It's a great, great place. And it's a fun dealership, as Frank and so many of the AM and the PM listeners. So many people told me Saturday, Frank, they're like, we would have never come here if it wasn't for this event.
What?
And so I would ask them, I'm like, why? They're like, we don't know. I just don't think they wanted to tell me. But us folks here in North County are really, really nice people. Okay, is it because I'm born and raised in Normandy and I've married a beautiful girl from Ferguson? Yeah, very proud of where we grew up and where I pretty much live 5 to 6 days out of the week here at Jenny Londoff Chevrolet. But it's a fun place to visit. Make it fun. And a lot of it can start online at Londoff.com and up to $11,000 plus off of Silverado double cabs and crew cabs. So, and let me ask you, because you told me Saturday, how much do you love that Tahoe?
That Tahoe is about 50% more vehicle than I even thought it would be, and I wouldn't say that if it weren't true.
I've had Tahoes before.
I have Suburbans before. I've had everything. This new Tahoe rides. And it's a stiff ride. If people that don't like a stiff ride will go, well, I don't like a stiff ride, but it's hard to explain. It's a stiff ride, but it's a really comfortable stiff ride. And you feel like you are in sports car type control of this thing. It's just hard to explain to people. Yeah, they did a great job. The 15, 16, I'm sure it'll be the same way, but Chevy managed somehow in the last couple of years, years to let somebody slap him in the face and go, hey, it's time to do a couple of things. Let's do a killer Impala that's the best Impala in about 40 or 50 years. Let's do something to that Tahoe. And they did it. They did it. It's some of the best stuff they've ever put out.
Well, that's great to hear. But you were very sincere, sir. You were here in the... You know, you've been outside perspiring for 3 hours, so I know you couldn't wait to get inside your ice-cool Tahoe.
Yeah, with the cool air-conditioned seats, you bet.
Oh, those are the best.
Now, before you get away, I saw the email. Let me explain something to people. When you give something away, and I've been part of giving things away before.
Oh, here we go.
You hope that the winner is not somebody who's not real excited about it, not dull or boy. I saw the email from the guy who won the 2-year cruise lease. I have never read anything from anybody more excited than that guy was. I mean, he was just, you could tell from the email, he was thrilled with that 2-year lease that he won on that cruise, as he should be. But that's the kind of person you want to see win.
Yeah. He's excited. He can't wait to get here and get in the cruise and drive off into the sunset on you and me.
You bet. All right, listen, we'll send you some business. Be ready for it, okay?
You're just the best. You know that, buddy?
No, thank you.
Yeah, well, you are. You're the best.
All right, thank you.
Wheel polishing son of a gun, you.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
Bye. 314-837-1800.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Wheel polishing.
How do you respond to you're the best? What are you supposed to say to that? It's true, though. I remember we had a...
That's how you respond. You say it's true.
we had a giveaway, and I forgot where it was. Remember when they used to do... They give keys out, and whoever's key started the car.
Yeah.
And I do remember the sponsor, and I'm not going to mention them. It wasn't a car dealer. It was another store, but they had...
Used a car as the prize.
Yeah, they said, we're giving away a 19... So there's a line of people. I'm not making this up. There's a line of people, and they all have the key that they received for their entry. And one by one, they get in the car, and, sorry, next. So somebody gets in the car, and boom, it starts. And everybody's screaming and yelling, and, oh, my goodness, congratulations. While they're having the little ceremonial thing with the winner, one of the other contestants decides to just go over and get in the car, and her key starts. They ended up having to give away two cars.
Wasn't that just a few years ago?
It was about 12 years ago.
Oh, okay. I thought there was one like
that happened. But it's happened twice in this town.
Yeah.
One I had nothing to do with. The other one, I was actually there. Now, I got to thinking, what if everybody else who had a key said, I want to try mine, too? Would they have had to give away, like, six cars?
Yeah, if you are involved in something like that, how many times would you test all the keys before? Like, at least 10.
Yeah, each, to make sure that wouldn't happen. But what are you going to do? I mean, the rule was, if your key starts the car, it's yours. It didn't say, well, once somebody starts it, then you can't try your key. They just, for whatever reason, thought, I'm going to step up there and get in and try it. Well, nobody's looking to try it anyway, and it started. That's what you don't want to happen. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back more with our guest Dan Strauss, I guess we could call him, Tim Weiland, on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, I guess I just, no, I'm so used to somebody going here, Tim, with traffic.
Are you going to go to yourself?
No, I'm going to go myself.
You go to yourself for traffic?
Yeah, that's right. Here's Tim Weiland. Hey, I've got a notice here that says that Lindbergh at Schutz Road is closed due to a police incident. I've been trying to find some stuff on the map here. I don't see it, but we also...
Schutz.
Yeah. Then we've got southbound 170 stop and go south of Olive down through Highway 40. There was an earlier accident on eastbound 70 at Jennings Station Road. That's been cleared, but you still have heavy traffic back through Hanley. This report brought to you by Burger King. Right now at Burger King, get the extra long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties stacked with spicy jalapeno peppers. Now part of the 2 for $5 deal. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Bob Ramsey, the voice of St. Louis FC, here on your home for St. Louis FC, KTRS. St. Louis FC takes on the Charleston Battery on Thursday, August 20th at 7 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
Your home of the St. Louis FC.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life,
Would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates? Or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education? Or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-600-4119. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-600-4119. That's 1-800-600-4119.
Sick and tired of wearing glasses and contacts? Then take the next few minutes to finally do something about it. North America's most trusted, most experienced LASIK provider, TLC Laser Eye Centers, is available now to take your call to schedule a free consultation. 1-800-300-1449. Discover why over 2.2 million people, including 7,000 doctors, have trusted TLC Laser Eye Centers for their vision correction procedures. TLC Laser Eye Centers is helping people with nearsightedness, farsightedness, and even in astigmatism, all backed by the TLC Lifetime Commitment. Individual results may vary. Call now to also discover how you could get $400 off a LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. Just think, if you're sick and tired of glasses or contacts, you may qualify for dramatically improved vision, so you can drive a car, watch a movie, or enjoy your favorite sporting activities without always depending on contacts or glasses. TLC Laser Eye Centers offers affordable options for everyone. For your free, no-obligation LASIK consultation, the time to call is now. 1-800-300-1449. 1-800-300-1449.
Now is the perfect time to invest in your home. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Increase the value of your home with custom closets from locally owned and locally operated St. Louis Closet Company. You can organize for less than you think. They offer free in-home estimates, so give them a call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your consultation. With a custom closet from St. Louis Closet Company, you truly will have a place for everything. Whether it's a master closet, a kid's closet, pantry, home office, entertainment center, laundry room, playroom, even a Murphy bed, St. Louis Closet Company will get your entire home organized for less. Now is the perfect time to invest in your home, and St. Louis Closet Company will work with your budget to create a place for everything in your home. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. Recently, I had St. Louis Closet Company come out and take this wasted space and turn it into a valuable closet. You need closet space. You need value in your home. You need St. Louis Closet Company. Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hartcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS, the Big 550, where we discuss your money in an easy-to-understand manner. We'll have interesting guests chat about money, the current marketplace, and the wonderful world of investing. Also, listen for my money market wrap-ups Monday through Friday on the Big 550 a.m. at 4 p.m. That's the Big 550 KTRS at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire, and what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you.
out here. I've just been informed that we're at $4,500 for the $300 per bit. What is a 45? How many? 15. Folks, that's 15 people. That's it. That's all. That's 15 people have donated $300 for a chance to win the dinner with me, my wife, and Annie Guns, and that incredible night at the Four Seasons Hotel. 15! I'd jump in this if I were you, if you have $300, because you got a really good shot. Right now, you've got a 1 in 15 shot, or if you jump in, 1 in 16 shot. So $4,500, this all ends in a couple of hours. And again, if you're late to the party, I'll give you the phone number here in a minute you need to call. It is for your $300 donation, and I have to refer to a sheet. Normally, I don't have to do that, but I don't want to mess this up. Four tickets to a Cardinals game. And I think it's a predetermined game and date. I'm not even sure. When you call, ask them. But that shouldn't stop you anyway. If you don't want them, give them to somebody else. They'd love to have four tickets to a Cardinals game and four tickets to a Blues preseason game. That's a done deal. When you donate your $300 under the AM and the PM umbrella, say, I'm AM and the PM, I want to bid on the chance to go to dinner with Frank and his wife and the thing at the Four Seasons, then you automatically get those tickets. So that's eight tickets right there for a $300 bid. Then for that $300, you are in the drawing that's going to take place in a couple of hours. And so far, there are only 15 people in there, in that pool. So jump in, and here's how you do that. And again, if you do, you're in the drawing for, you got the tickets, but then you have a shot at the dinner with me and my wife at Annie Guns. That's two of you. And we've done this several times. We have never, ever had it go bad. Every person that's ever shown up has been wonderful to spend an evening with because they're AM and the PM. And Tom Sainert, thank you for your generosity. And he always cracks open a bottle or two of some of the best wine in the house. And whatever's on the menu that you want, go for the biggest steak they have. That'd be my advice. And then you also, if you win that drawing, you also win the night with the Arts View accommodations at the Four Seasons Hotel. And each of you get either a pressure massage or European facial, your choice. So nice, nice package. And for $300 at 15, 16 people right now, you got a good shot at it. Precision Coatings is in the painting business. They paint. They paint houses inside, outside. I told you my daddy was a painter. And that's in the South. Everybody calls their dad daddy. I never once called my dad dad. Not one time in my whole life did I ever go, Dad? Never.
That is interesting. How that is in the South.
And I'm serious when I say that. Not once ever did I say, hey, this is my dad. I just my daddy. And to this day, when I call him, I go, Daddy, how you feel?
And never father either.
Oh, no, never
just
father.
Just always daddy.
Father was God. God the Father. Yeah. They were very strict about that in the South, the way I was brought up. The Father is the Lord, okay? Now, Father knows best. We got to watch that. We never had a problem. But no, never would I have said, he's my father. He's my daddy.
Call me daddy.
Yeah, that's what I did call him, Homer. So my daddy was a house painter. But he only did that till I was about seven, so I have vague, faint memories of lots of buckets of paint and lots of brushes and lots of turpentine. Was it turpentine, kerosene? I think it was turpentine they used to soak the brushes in.
Turpentine, yeah.
Yeah, and they'd soak them and clean them, and it was a big deal. Painting has come a long, long way. But as far as painting has come, and in some ways as easy as it is compared to the old days, it's still, if you don't know what you're doing, it's not going to come out the way you want it to. It's just not. There's a reason professional painting looks so much better than when you do it or I do it. That's what Precision Coatings does. They're pros. They also do power washing because sometimes when you paint something outside, you have to power wash it before you paint it, or you're just wasting time and money. They do deck refurbishing. How's that deck? How old is that deck? Who built that deck? Is that a builder-grade deck? Is that a subdivision house with the minimum to pass code and inspection, the minimum support allowed? Probably. You better check it and make sure it's in good shape. If it needs refurbishing, these are the people to do it. Precision Coating, 636-244-5243. Free estimates. Paint the inside, the outside, and they're really good at it. And thank you so much to all the people who have already called them. I did not expect to find that there is the demand that there is for painters. People don't know who to call when they want to think about it. Can you name a really good painting company? I can now. Precision Coatings. Again, Precision Coatings, if you want to see their website, go through frankopinion.com. Click on sponsors. It'll link you right to their site. And it is a beautiful, beautiful website. You don't watch Dancing with the Stars, Peon, do you?
No.
Tim Weiland,
no.
You watch Dancing with the Stars?
No.
I do, and I'm sure a lot of people would wonder why I would ever watch that, because the most beautiful legs and bodies. I'm not kidding.
I knew that's what you were going to say.
Great legs, man. Those dancers are smoking hot. And I enjoy it. One of the judges, who to me is the judge, remember when American Idol first came on TV? I think when they lost Simon, they lost the show.
Oh, absolutely.
They lost the show.
Yeah, another reason.
Because he was the curmudgeon, kind of the guy who would say nasty things. Well, they've got that guy on this show is Lynn Goodman. And to me, he's the best of all the judges, but he's the guy who he doesn't mince any words, and they're losing that guy. And so I'm going to say it's the beginning of the end for Dancing with the Stars. You have to take a quick break.
Yes. Don't
you? All right, take a break. We'll come back. Stick around. This is Thursday. Oh, talent show day. We will continue to take your donations for your chance at the drawing later. That number, again, 314-982-2992. And then whatever you want to do, love to have at least one person participate in the talent show. We are coming right back. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
All right, now we got a two-vehicle collision on northbound 270 north of Doherty, or just right before Doherty Ferry. The right lane is blocked. Looks like you've got just a little bit of a backup there. But southbound Highway 270, driver slowing down to take a look there. You're running slow from south of the Clayton Road overpass. On westbound 40, it's the normal slowdowns. Goes from a little west of the Science Center through McCausland, a little bit heavy between 270 and Mason. Eastbound 270 heavy now from Lindbergh through New Florissant. And downtown eastbound 40 is slowing from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by BOS. From home mortgages to convenient online banking, BOS can make your life easier and more rewarding. Bank with your friends at BOS, where money meets the real world. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. I've developed, launched, and marketed over 400 products. Applying for a traditional loan is frustrating. There's paperwork, references, tax forms. You wait weeks for an answer, and you may not get the funds. There's a new way to get funding without the hassle. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Here's how it works. Go to Cabbage.com, fill out the online application. It takes minutes to complete, and you'll get a decision with none of the waiting. You could have immediate access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No fees of any kind to set up your line, and you don't pay a cent until you take a loan. It's helpful for a business to have security and flexibility. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. It's provided funds to over 50,000 businesses and has been named one of Forbes' top 100 companies twice in a row. So check out Cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE, the number one online provider of small business loans.
These hailstorms have done a number on your roof. Call me Billy Berry. I'm the roofing man. My phone number is 636-294-7663. I've been doing roofs all over St. Louis for decades. I'd be honored to do your roof. I'm locally owned and operated, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
I'm the roofing man. My name's Billy. Call me now.
Berry Construction Storm Repair, 636-294-7663.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Buffalo Wild Wings just got more obsessed with beer. They're rolling out specials like the Oktoberfest Beer Cheese Dippers, made with special Sam Adams Oktoberfest Cheddar Dip. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
I love it when you find out stuff like this. You know that Duggar family, the people, 19 kids?
Right.
Remember the one kid was an embarrassment because he molested girls? Now they find, he's married, by the way. Now the news comes out, he is a member of Ashley Madison, the website Fight for Cheaters. Yeah. So here's this real religious kid who molests girls, and now they find that he's on the cheating website. I love it. I love it when the holier-than-thou people go down in flames. We're going to take a break. We come back wide open, 4 o'clock hour fuse. If you've ever wanted to call, that would be the time to do it. If you've ever wanted financial advice, I'll tell you the people that I would call and have called and do call, Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. You need $25,000 or more. And you have to think of it this way. You're not spending that money. You're just putting it in the hands, in a sense, of somebody who knows a lot more about how to hang on to it and make it grow than you or I do. They're financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. They've done this for a while. They're not new at it. So if you have the $25,000 or more, and if it's a million or two or three, you won't be the first person who's come to them with 25 or with a few million. See what they have to say. I think you'll